Good afternoon. Call to order this regular assembly meeting in the city and borough of Glengarry, Alaska on June 28, 2016 at 7 p.m. The Pledge of Allegiance this evening would be led by Assembly Member Judy Decker. If you remain standing afterwards for the invocation by Karen Morris of the Baha'i.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
My name is Karen Morris. I'm here representing the Baha'i Faith. Thank you very much for inviting me. O thou kind Lord, these are thy servants who have gathered in this meeting, have turned unto thy kingdom, and are in need of thy bestowal and blessing. O thou God, manifest and make evident the signs of thy oneness, which have been deposited in all the realities of life. Reveal and unfold the virtues which thou hast made latent and concealed in these human realities. O God, we are as plants, and thy bounty is as the rain. Refresh and cause these plants to grow through thy bestowal. We are thy servants. Free us from the fetters of material existence. We are ignorant. Make us wise. We are dead. Make us alive. We are material. Endow us with spirit. We are deprived. Make us the intimates of thy mysteries. We are needy. Enrich and bless us from thy boundless treasury. O God, resuscitate us. Give us sight. Give us hearing. Familiarize us with the mysteries of life, so that the secrets of thy kingdom may become revealed to us in this world of existence, and we may confess thy oneness. Every bestowal emanates from thee. Every benediction is thine. Thou art mighty. Thou art powerful. Thou art the giver. Thou art the ever bounteous. Abdu'l Baha.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Assembly members Blake.
Here.
Prasanka.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Decker.
Here.
Powell.
Here.
Mitchell.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Does anyone have an amendment on any item on the agenda? Conflict of interest. Anybody have a conflict of interest? Yes.
I have a potential perceived conflict of interest on 13D. So Trevor Sandy is one of the owners of Iron Med Engineering, and he's also on the board of directors that I work for. So I wouldn't benefit financially from that agenda item.
You won't benefit financially from that, would you?
No.
Then you don't have a conflict of interest, I don't think. Thank you. Item 5, consent agenda.
Move to approve those items listed under the consent agenda and those items marked with an asterisk, specifically items 6A, 7A, 7B, and 7C.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll, please.
Assembly members Howell.
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
Other than my written report, I would like to tell the Assembly that yesterday I had a meeting with Trident Seafoods, and they brought forth an offer and an appraisal of the belt freezer building. And I'm not quite ready to bring that to the Assembly yet. I want to make sure that we kind of do our end of the due diligence. I want our assessor to review their appraisal, and so that we have our own appraisal or evaluation of theirs before I bring that forward. But anyway, I will be bringing that to the Assembly at some point in time here once we've kind of done some initial work on that. And other than that, and my written report, I know Rockin' Road is starting on Wood Street. I think they're out on our city pit right now for some of the rock they need to crush some of the rock. And so that project should be ramping up here pretty soon. And I think I saw the port, they're putting in the other float that was paid by the state grant, the summer float. There will be one on the other side of the dock, on the south side of the approach. It'll just be a one, it won't have a T in it, but so some of the times when there's turboats in, a lot of jet boat traffic there, there'll be another place for people to come. And other than that, unless anybody has questions.
Thank you. Borough Clerk's final.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything. I did put in there in my report the upcoming vacancies for the elected bodies. And I know it could be confusing with the hospital board, since this is when that transition from the ordinance that was adopted takes place. So there are three upcoming vacancies for the hospital board, and only one of them will be filled for the four-year term. So two-year unexpired terms that'll be on the ballot. So essentially there'll be three hospital board members elected, two for two-year terms and one for a four-year term. And then also I was asked by Sarah Merritt to be the co-chair for the upcoming primary election in August. So I'm really excited about that.
Thank you. Any questions? Item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Does any assembly member have any report?
I had spoken with Patrick Mayer earlier in the week before I realized that we actually had ANSIP on the agenda tonight. And that was the subject of our conversation, was ANSIP. He assures me that the people with ANSIP are excited about coming here, that they're looking to move forward with the project as soon as possible and get ground broke and get started on the school. They're really looking at positively doing this as long as we'll support them on it. So.
Anyone else?
Yes. Hospital board meeting, they are still running pretty well with their cash flow issues that they had in the past. July is a little bit slower because all the year-end changeovers. And they also have a plan to pay back the $150,000 that they borrowed on their line of credit at 10K a month until it's paid off. And really, there wasn't much else. Finances continue to be stable.
Did we ever get an answer on the, we had asked for the, Marla to bring forward a plan to reinstate back to moving our billing back in-house. And I don't think we ever heard anything back on that.
Kind of like a workforce development plan.
Workforce development plan.
Okay. Bring it up.
Anything else? I do have one thing. Here's the garbage van that gets put in port fill and during the week and sits over there for 3 or 4 days until the barge comes and stinks up the whole downtown area. I don't think that's very good for the city when there's a towboat comes in and the town smells like a garbage dump. And we need to do something about that, I think. I've got several calls on that particular item. And I'm sure here in City Hall, you know exactly what it's all about.
I had an individual come to me and complain about that, too.
Yep.
But whatever it's going to take, you know, I mean, yes, go ahead.
Just a couple things. Amber is working with the company we actually are contracted with is the garbage company that does stuff, you know, once the garbage gets to Seattle and they ship it to their landfill places down there. But they subcontract AML to do this portion of it. So we've contacted actually both of them, and I think we have resolved the problem. temporarily and also working on a long-term solution. The problem always is if they leave it out there, the tarp that they roll over it has holes in it because for the to be able to stack other things on top of it, there's some holes for the container on top to go into. Well, these little holes, as you probably know, the ravens can get in there, and so if they leave them out there, then there's garbage, they pull it all out and it's all over the place out there. If they bring it down here, they can put a flat on top of it and it solves the garbage getting out, but then it creates the smell. And I said, well, if I had the choice of the two, I'd rather have deal with the garbage out there. And I think they're looking for a long-term fix out there. And I think what they're looking at is when they pull it out, there's another place we can back it in and put a build a wire cage, like fence, like a mm-hmm. chain link fence kind of thing, mm-hmm. that they can back it into closed doors. So it's completely, mm-hmm. I think that's what they're looking at long-term. But I Amber told me today that she read Greg the Riot Act and that they won't bring it down here until the barge is here. So that's what I've been told. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if they have to have it in town for some reason, they can park it at any stink up their yard.
Wait a minute.
It's down by the paint company.
Share.
Wouldn't it be possible for them to just take a flat out there and put a flat over it out there, though?
Yeah. They don't have any way out there to lift it onto the top. Okay. So they'd have to bring it down here, put it on, and then drive it back out there, and then go get it and drive it back when the barge came here. So they don't have a forklift out there to lift that up and put it on there. Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever the solution, I think we need to find something that does it. To where they don't have that odor in town.
Right. You know, in the wintertime, it's not a big deal. You don't have the tourists in. It's colder, so you don't create the smell in the wintertime. It's not a big deal then, but it, certainly in the summertime, it gets bad.
Anything else? Okay. Appointment to fill the vacancies on various city boards, committees, and commissions. Well, let's see. What do we have? We've pretty much taken care of the hospital board, haven't we?
Well, but not until October.
Well, I mean, I doubt if there's anybody going to be interested in filling any seat between now and October. But anyway, there are no letters of interest for any of the boards. Planning and Zoning, Economic Development Committee, and three on the Nolan Museum Civic Center Board, which may be a moot issue here shortly too. So, but there were no letters of interest for either any of those boards, and there were none for the hospital board. So it pretty much takes care of all of that. Item 11 is persons to be heard. You have anything to say, Rudy? Okay.
All good.
Item 12, unfinished business. Proposed ordinance number 918, an ordinance of the city. Let me start all over again with that one. It sells orange slices. Stuff. Proposed ordinance number 918, ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Port of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 13.05.010, permitted encroachments of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is its second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 918.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Pull vote, please.
Assemblymembers Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. 12B, ordinance number 919, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, proposing an amendment to the Home Rule Charter, repealing section 3-10, Nolan Museum and Civic Center. I assume that's Civic Center Board.
Well, but that
Is that how it is stated in the charter? Okay. This is a first reading.
I move to approve first reading of the ordinance number 919 and move to second reading with a public hearing on July 26, 2016.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
So this is coming to you in this form instead of simply repealing 3.54, of course, because it's in the charter that there shall be meetings of the Nolan Museum Civic Center Board. So therefore, it has to go to the vote of the people to change the charter to repeal that section. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, if that passes, then we'll take care of the code, the 3.54 section. So this is approval to put it on the ballot, essentially.
Right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Prusanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, new business, 13A, proposed resolution 06-16-1344. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program in their efforts to build and operate an accelerated high school through and as part of the Wrangell Public School District in Wrangell, Alaska.
Move to adopt resolution number 06-16-1344, supporting ANSEP in their desire to build and run a school in Wrangell, Alaska.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussions? Yes.
So this resolution, this is going to be used moving forward, looking for funding and so on. I haven't met the fellow or heard them, and I'm assuming that some folks here have. We've had basically what, two meetings with him, public meetings now?
Oh, three.
Three public meetings?
Three.
Okay. And we're stacking a fair amount of eggs in this basket if we're moving forward and trying to get shovel ready pretty quickly. And I'm just raising it, not as somebody who's been to the meetings, but just on the outside. We're comfortable with that, and there's no questions or flags or that we're concerned about.
I think in the resolution, there's a part in there that basically says, you know, we're going to have still a lot of questions. I think without a resolution to say the community supports this, it's not going to go any farther. He can't go out and get funding without that support. I think he needs this support from the school board, and I think they're having a meeting on July 6th. I've sent a letter to WCA, kind of the same kind of thing.
And the chamber.
And the last part in the resolution says that the Borough Assembly reserves the right to be involved in all major decisions concerning those actions that could have impacts on the city and borough of Wrangell. And down the road, I think we have, because we don't know everything. And I think I know Patrick is getting information from the Department of Education, but until we even know if the community wants it, there's no use doing any of that. I think this is a step they need to just start forward. But it's kind of without this, nobody wants to put the effort into, you know, if the assembly says no, we don't want to have them out at the site out there at 5 Mile, and or the WCA doesn't support it, or the school doesn't support it, or whatever. I mean, he'll go somewhere else and try to do it somewhere else. But if he does get the support, that at that point, we know the community's behind us, assuming that all the parts work. You know, and I think there's Department of Education questions. There's, of course, not only the capital part of it, which, according to him, that's his deal. He'll raise the capital to build it. But the capital to run it, or not the capital, but the funding to run it, both the student count money and running in the state, they evidently like Edgecombe. I think there's one other place that has housing. They get additional money for that to make sure that, you know, that is on board at the state level. So if a lot of those things, they find out, you know, the Department of Education or whoever, a lot of these little steps that we're going to have to go, but you don't even want to spend all that time and effort if nobody wants to do it. So I think that's this, but I think we're reserving rights here to say, hey, if it somehow financially is a negative impact to the city, and we've got to come up with a $2 million check every year, we have the opportunity to say, hey, just a minute, this isn't going to work for us. And so I think that's what this was meant to do. And if I didn't do that, feel free to change things on here. It wouldn't hurt my feelings. But that was the idea of this, is just to say that. And I'll tell you, we've had people at some state meetings that, and I can't remember even who was telling me that. Maybe it's one of the assembly members or someone else, but they're at some other meeting in the state, had nothing to do, was that you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with ANSEP and this, and someone just, and we weren't, it wasn't being prodded or, it wasn't like, do you know anything about Herb, you know? And the guy just brought it up, and it's like, this guy's the greatest thing since sliced bread kind of deal. And what he says he's going to do, he does, and these programs are successful. He's been doing it for 20 years, and kids coming out of here are unbelievable. And so he's got a track record. It isn't just some guy coming in. And then we've had someone else say that kind of was in that loop, telling one of our consultants that say, this guy can raise money like nobody else. And so he's certainly, people in high places, the Rasmussen Foundation, others seem to think he's it's credible. It's the real deal. But he doesn't want to, you know, start moving forward, and he needs that support even to ask people. So anyway, that's what kind of the goal here was, but still reserve some rights by us to not, this isn't the point of no return here. And I hope he, you know, understands that too, that if it found out that some of what we think will work doesn't, it's, you know, we always have the opportunity to say, hey, we can't go any farther, so.
After having talked to him a couple of different times, I think it would be a great thing for the community. One of my initial concerns on it is what effect, if any, it will have on our local high school here. Our graduating classes are not that large. We can't really afford to lose that many students out of there. So that's a concern that could be followed up later on down the line. But we're looking at, they're talking about 400 students in a school and up to 100 jobs. A big part of those jobs would be local people. So I think it's something that would really benefit the community.
I have a couple comments. I'm probably the most skeptical one here, but the only reason I'm skeptical is about funding. And I think it's a great program, and they do have a good proven track record. I've seen presentations from them up at the legislature, and they really have done a phenomenal job. But so having said that, it shouldn't cost our community anything, you know. And so I'm probably the most skeptical, but I really think we need to do this so he can show that he can get his funding. But I have a little comment about the resolution. I think we need to say in here that it's a residential school, or it just, those words are missing to me. Okay. I was reading through it, and
so
maybe right here.
I think I was the most skeptical. Moved somewhat more supportive, and I think conceptually I'm very, very supportive conceptually. And meeting and hearing things about Herb Schroeder, you know, has been a positive. Starting to understand and talk with him a little bit more about what the school would look like. I mean, the sense of the structure and, you know, how he gets his good results with, like, scores and learning, those kind of concepts, I'm starting to understand that a little bit better, and I can see why he is successful in some of the kind of the, I don't know the right words, but the policies that he puts in place in the ANSEP program as the kids go along. That's the reason why, you know, they're successful. I have a healthy skepticism about the operating budget, you know, the annual operating costs. I think that's going to be where he has to prove to the community that he's got a solution there. I think he has some ideas, but that's going to be where the rubber meets the road. Dan, I think Assemblymember Blake is right about also how it integrates with our school, our existing school. And I mean, a lot of people, when something new is on the table, they immediately think negative. What are the negatives? But you know, there's a way that we could structure this. It could be actually very positive, even for our existing school and teachers. You know, for instance, you know, this school might be, this accelerated school might have a focus on more, you know, college and, you know, that sort of setting. And then maybe our existing school becomes more of a focus for voc ed. And so, and they even kind of grow their programs there as sort of a balance in the community. It might be a really cool thing. So there's some ways that we can, as a community, structure this the way we want it. And I like that part about this resolution, is that it formalizes a working group to work with Herb Schroeder, so that it is something that the community accepts and wants all the way along. I actually have one change I wanted to offer to the resolution that I think would help with what Assemblymember Rooney suggested. So it's the second to last whereas. It says right now, whereas the construction and operation of the ANSEP school in Wrangell would provide diversity and growth in the Wrangell economy, and. So, you know, the reality is he's not talking about ANSEP. He's using the word ANSEP and their program to bring along the positive that he's created with ANSEP, but he's talking about something different than ANSEP, because ANSEP is not a high school. It's sort of a style of education and mentoring and summer programs and things like that. So, and accelerated learning and things like that. But he's talking about putting those concepts into a boarding school. So what I would suggest is we say the construction and operation of the ANSEP style accelerated boarding school in Wrangell.